Om Shanti. Greetings for the Satguru Day. It's such a beautiful topic. Of course, every Baba's word is very, very important for us. But when I came to Baba, the most two topics or two lessons for me is favorite. Favorite means favorite. It's like we love all the food, but there's some favorite toli of food for us, isn't it? So one is karma, and the other one is drama. I love it. Why I love it is not because of the theory, but because of my personal experiences. I had beautiful experiences on karma philosophy and on drama. I've had experience of soul consciousness, Baba, Baba's, you know, everything. But whatever we talk about, like Shiv Baba or soul consciousness, everything comes under the umbrella of drama. Baba says, I cannot do anything, although he is almighty authority, he cannot do anything without the correct time in drama. That's the only little situation Shiv Baba comes across. He sees that his children are drowning in this old world. We can only come at the correct time when drama allows Shiv Baba to come. So all that comes under that. But from this morning's topic, we'll take three words. One is wisdom, the other one is drama, and the third one is Bab Saman. And that's the topic this morning. So let's start with wisdom. Really, what is wisdom? So, if we say knowledge is wisdom, no. Knowledge itself cannot work. If you have knowledge of finance and you say, I have a lot of knowledge of finance, that doesn't mean that you become a millionaire or a bank owner. Having knowledge of health, that doesn't mean that you become very healthy. Isn't it? Knowledge of cooking doesn't mean that your stomach fills up. So there's a process in knowledge. So knowledge is simply knowledge. It's information. And this day and age, God, you have so much information on your fingertips. You just put one word in your Google and search. You'll get so much of knowledge, so much, and a variety. So knowledge alone doesn't work. A lot of people say that I have Gita and Bible and the chapters and the Quran by heart. That doesn't mean you get liberation, yeah, and liberation in life. Even if you make Baba's Murli by heart, that doesn't mean you're liberated or you're purified. It's God's version. But still you do not get liberated or you get purified or all your karmic accounts gets clear. No. Knowledge plus understanding. I must understand what I read, what I talk about or I hear. And I've noticed a lot of Brahmins live alone the world out there, but a lot of Brahmins do not even fully understand the Murli. When I read Murli, sometimes when we have time, we're always rushing, isn't it? But when I have time and I ask, I catch people on words. I know you're sitting there for 20, 25 years, 40 years, and you do understand. It's not that you don't understand, but you have your limited understanding. You know the metaphor maybe, or you know the Lokic meaning of it, definition. But you do not know where this comes from. Maybe there are many versions of one point of knowledge. You must have heard this version in Sakar Murli. Baba mentions, Mia Mithu Nahi Bano. Have you heard that? I don't know how they translate in English. Is there anybody who can tell? Rajeshwari, can you tell me? No? No. Sorry. You see? Self-praise. Baba always says, Mia Mithu Nahi Bano. You know? And literally it means, that's what we understand, don't praise yourself. Exactly, don't be boastful. So one time I asked Dadi Janki, Dadi, where does this version come from? Where did Baba get this? It's not Shiv Baba, absolutely. It's Brahma Baba. You know? So Dadi said, you know, when we were in Karachi, maybe you might have heard the same definition defined differently, but Dadi was telling us that, you know, when we were in Karachi in the 14 years of Bhatti, we used to get, you know, grocery food ration from a Muslim brother who was a businessman. And sometimes his things used to be so bad, you know, the quality, but he always used to boast and say, mine is the best. Mine is the best, you know. Even if his wheat is all, you know, rotten or broken, he'll say, it's my best. So he was a Muslim brother, so they address him as Mia, yeah? Mia ji. And so, and Mithu means always praising his own things, even if it is not right. Similarly, Baba used to then say, you know how that brother praises his things, don't start praising your efforts or your tapasya or your dharana, although you're not there. So it was related to that. Now, when you listen to the Sakar Murli, there are some versions, some sayings, but like yesterday, I think it was Kamkarde Dilyarde, something like that. How many of you understand that? You know? And then you say, I listen to the Murli. When you don't understand, we don't want to go into a lot of depth. But at least I need to understand something which I need to practice. And so Kamkarde Dilyarde means, you know, work with your hands and give your heart to him or your mind to him. That's the real meaning. So sometimes there are some sayings we don't understand. There are some stories we don't know. And when I came to Baba, I was very young. I was just 13. And my parents used to run Gita Pathshala in Africa, in Zambia. And Dad was so, you know, like, to the point, whatever we listen in the Murli, we must understand. This is great for myself. I don't know about others. Thank you. A little bit slow, yeah. So, in those days, we didn't have WhatsApp, we didn't have emails, we didn't have all those things. So, I remember as a Brahmin, he used to send a telegram to Madhavan. And ask, today Baba said this in the Murli, what does it mean, Dadi or Didi? You know? And in the Lokic world in the olden days, if you come from that era of telegrams, you would know when do we do telegrams? When it's something very serious, urgent. So my Lokic father and mother used to think this was very urgent and serious to understand Baba's knowledge. You don't just take it for granted. And so that came into me also. I will not just accept something which I don't understand and just jump the line and carry on. In the olden days, we had faxes. So I used to write to Madhuban and say, what does this mean? Please tell me. When we had emails, I used to do that. Now we have WhatsApp. I just send a message and I ask. And so... Sorry. It's okay. Let it go. So, the thing is that knowledge, the ocean of knowledge, Shiv Baba, is actually sharing that with us. But it is my duty to understand. And once I understand any bit of knowledge, I then practice. And when I practice, it becomes dharana. You'll have to excuse me, sorry. So, what do you call that? Whatever I've understood, this moment I understand, I inculcate it. That becomes my dharana, my essence of knowledge. So how do we put the equation? Knowledge plus understanding equals to wisdom. Did you get that? So wisdom is something which you have inculcated. The same form of knowledge, but you have practiced, you have experienced it. It becomes an embodiment in you. That is wisdom. And so drama alone, if you repeat, and yeah, I remember, you know, it can backfire. Drama, the point of drama and knowledge can backfire. We had a very prominent family in knowledge, very, very prominent family in Africa. Don't ask me the country, I'm just going to tell you where, the continent, because you'll go into name and all those things, which is not necessary. So this brother lost his Lokik wife many, many years back. And so he had a little daughter. The mother, the Lokik mother, brought that girl up, and she became a lovely Kumari. And so can you imagine, the mother and the grandmother's role in the family was so prominent. And they came to Baba, they loved Baba, you know, the very, very VIP type of a person in the community. Still he decided to become a Brahmin, follow all principles, very new Brahmin. And they were sent to Nivasis. He was supporting the center. He was supporting the Santanivasis, you know, the teachers in everywhere. And suddenly one fine morning, the instrument brothers and sisters who live in the center received a message that this brother's Lokik mother left the body. So what do you do? It's your very close student. It is my duty, not only by duty, but I want to go there and give them condolences and support and all this thing, isn't it? And do service. So when the instruments arrived there, what did they do? What did they do to this brother and that young girl, Kumari? It's drama. We know it's drama, of course. But this is not the place in time where you say it's drama. Did you understand? The same knowledge can backfire. Don't use something, a tool, at the wrong place. You have to use it at the correct place. And so these people were so hurt. They were already hurt. And they got so hurt when these people said, it's drama. You do use the shield of drama, but not in this place. After a while, they started drifting away because they were hurt. They got drifted, and they went back into the Lokik world. We lost this valuable Baba's children, instruments, and nothing brought them back. Nothing. Even the dadis came. Even the seniors came. We did everything what we want, but it didn't work. They're still contact souls. They do, you know, when we meet, they still greet us very lovely, very nicely and all that, but it didn't work. So did you see that? Baba's knowledge is perfect. But I, the instrument, where do I use that is very important. And how do I know where to use and where not to use is the wisdom. is the wisdom. See? You can't just use something like, you know, anywhere. Use it at the correct place, at the correct time, and it gives you a lot of benefit. Because drama is benevolent, as Shiva Baba. Shiva Baba is benevolent. And so did you see that? One was knowledge and how we turn that knowledge into wisdom. And then how that wisdom helps me to use the tool, whatever the tool is. We have knowledge, the tool. We have karma philosophy, the tool. We have the powers as tool. We have the virtues as tool. And I use those tools at the correct place with the correct people and correct situation. It's very, very nicely set up. But if you reverse it, it backfires. You can't use power of tolerance the way you need to use the power of discerning or power of judging or, discerning. You see? So it's important that I understand what power I need to use where, or which quality I need to use where. If I have to use law somewhere and I go and use love somewhere, I would get trapped. Maya will trap me. See? And I remember one time, I was a very young Brahma Kumari, based in a small center, and this center was in a residential area. And because I was very young, straight from the college, you can understand the mentality also, you know. It's very different mentality. And so I was living in that center alone. And because it was in a residential area, one of Baba's children, they had a shop, a very beautiful shop on the main road. So they said, can you make a little information center in the shop in a corner, like an information desk of the Brahma Kumaris, and you can even give course there. So working hours, I used to walk to that shop, to the information desk. I mean, this is like I'm talking about 80s, huh? Now we have inner spaces everywhere. But in those days, we didn't have this system. So I used to be in the center, do Murli, morning, Amritvela, everything there. I used to live there. But around 10:30, I walked to the information center. Be there from 10:30 to 12:30. 1 o'clock, I come back again, walk back home to the center. And again, I leave by 3:30 or 4. And be there till 5:30. And so whoever wants information and all that. So I used to walk every day up and down, up and down. And we were very new in that city. It was a coastal city. And very narrow-minded people. You know, it's a very Arabic type of a community. So there was this Indian Hindu ladies. They were coming, walking from the opposite direction. And that morning, Baba talked about, Baba said, you know, you're a very royal sort of Brahmin. You're royal and you're also very simple, and your simplicity is your purity, you know. And in purity, of course, honesty, everything comes in there. And Baba said that you should have a balance of love and law. And I used to love practice. You know, whatever Murli point is, I would love to practice it. And so I was just in my intoxication of royalty and simplicity and, you know, the balance of love and law, just churning the Murli. And I was walking in this uniform. And this four ladies were coming from the opposite direction, Gujarati, typical Indian ladies, yeah? And so they were from that side and say, oh, look at that Brahma Kumari going, you know, look at that Brahma Kumari. And I understand what they're saying. And one thing, they always pronounce Brahma Kumari as Brahma Kumari. Completely two different worlds. Yeah? You know that. Brahma is the creator, Brahma Baba's daughter's mouth bone. And Brahma Kumari means doubtful Kumaris. And I always want to correct people by saying it's not. But now I do it very softly and very lovingly. Whereas then, just a fresh collagen coming into Brahma Kumari is just very, very straightforward. And so, I just stopped when I came to them, and I said, Om Shanti. I said, oh, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. I said, do you have any problems with Brahma Kumaris? I said, no, we don't have any problems, you know. So, I said, I heard something. They said, no, you know, we were just saying that we would like to visit your center sometimes. So I said, first, not sometimes, now. Let's go now. I'm going to take you to the center now. You know, and they, no, we'll come one day. I said, not one day, now, because you want to go. They never wanted to go, of course. I know that. But I said, no, now. This example is from 1980s, yeah, not now, in the 70s actually, 79, 80. So then, I said, just before we go, I want to correct you here. It's not Brahm Kumaris, it's Brahma Kumaris. And I told them the difference, you know. And they were like, oh my God, we're trapped now. You know? And I took them. I took them to Baba's house. And once I opened the door, finish. I forget everything. I don't get, you know, influenced or colored by what they did. Now it's unconditional service. You must remember. Don't hold anything in your heart. Otherwise, you can't serve properly. Yeah? Whether it's anger or whether it's, you know, defamation or whether it's whatever it is. Now, once they've stepped into Baba's house, they're Baba's children, they're souls, and it's your duty to serve them unconditionally. So I said, please come, have a seat, you know, with a lot of love. And I told them what we do, who we are, what we do, all this. And we have the 7 lessons and all that. They were so touched. They were really, really touched. And they said, we want to start the meditation course. When can we come? I said, you tell him. He said, can we come from tomorrow? I said, of course you can. And they all 4 came. Not all 4 became Brahmins. Only 1 became a Brahmin, Pakka Brahmin. Doesn't matter. What matters is the whole impression is changed. But you know, when I saw them the next day in the morning, I was a little bit in a question mark. And what was my question? I'm coming back to that point. My question to myself was, I wasn't so sweet. I was quite stricken, you know, law, and maybe it sounded rude, you know, maybe. But they still came. And they came for the course. So how did that happen? That's where wisdom comes in. Whenever I express my love, or whenever I express my law, do I color it with my consciousness, or is it unconditional? Is my love tinted with attachment, or possessiveness, or mine and yours? Or is my law, influenced by whatever I felt, or it's unconditional? If your law is unconditional, even if you speak lawfully, when it reaches the soul, it's going to be beneficial. They will respond to it very nicely. And if your love is little bit internally not very good, but you're just saying it lovefully, people will experience that and not respond to you. So it is not the love and the law. It is not the hospitality and the care, but where it comes from. Did you see that? And that's my dharana. My dharana is that I want to unconditionally serve the soul. And I really enjoyed serving those souls. Not, I'm just giving you an example now, but not that it's stuck in my heart that they very rudely called us Brahm Kumari, nothing like that. But I just am giving you an example, the difference between your consciousness. And so, That's the tools we're talking about in knowledge on the service field, you know. And particularly we're talking about drama. So, a lot of people, when you give them the 7-lesson course, they love the concept of drama. They love the concept of God being incorporeal and loving and, you know, not fearful and punishing God. They love the concept of three worlds and everything. The moment you come on drama, a lot of people get stuck. A lot of people get stuck. And they don't like it. What do they not like? The world drama is repeating identically every 5,000 years. And I think teachers also get stuck there. Teachers also start fearing that, oh my God, how will I explain this? Will they like it? Will they not like it? Don't do that, please. First, you become the embodiment of drama. And I personally am the embodiment of drama. I don't use drama first, as Baba says, never. First is my efforts. First is my work. And when I make the effort, I work hard. And if I don't achieve, then it's drama. Then it's drama because that's benevolent. That's Kalyankari. That's my shield. So I'm going to give you a metaphor for drama that we're on a battlefield. So, efforts, Sangam Yug is like a battlefield. Life is like a battlefield. Just visualize that. And you're a warrior. And when the warrior decides to go on the battlefield, what is their aim and objective? Right? To overcome the enemies and have victory. That's the main aim, isn't it? To be victorious, Jewel. So whatever the enemies are, we don't have physical enemies, isn't it? But we have our weaknesses, our vices, you know, our laziness. This is our weaknesses, that's our enemies. Anything which comes in my way, in my destination. My journey. And so, I overcome that. But first, Baba says, when you go on the battlefield, you don't just sit there and put your shield right in front of you. Have you ever seen a warrior doing that? No. They are actually adorned with all their weapons. Different weapons. And they start using the weapons. You know? So sometimes you use the power of tolerance, sometimes you use the power of pack-up, sometimes adjusting, yeah? But when you adjust with someone and it takes your limits away, oh my God, how can I adjust with this person now? It's too much now, yeah? All my patience is gone. That's when you put the shield right in front of you and say, that's it. Now, I don't want to get defeated, but let me just save myself. And put your shield off, drama. Whatever happens in drama is the best now. That's it. If you have to move away from there, that's drama too. And if you have to close down that center, that's drama too. But not on the first day you arrive there and say, oh my God, I don't think I can carry on. I want to close this center down. What did you do? You put all your weapons down and you just hold the shield and say, drama. Yeah? Yeah, exactly. That's not the way. I must work very hard. And when my limits are over, I just put the shield of drama right in front of me, yeah? And then you're saved from the situation. either Dadi comes in the scene or one of the senior comes in and they understand you and say, all right, just close the center and just go. And I'm going to give you a very interesting example, my own experience, that one time Sister Vedanti told me that the center you opened in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, that was 7 years ago, it's not working properly. I just opened, I stayed there, I left two instruments there, and I carried on. Yeah, that time it was okay, it was a new center, but normally the seniors, that is the biggest center, financially supports this center for at least 6 months. So it was fine. Then from 6 months, 1 year, from 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, nothing was working. The center was not picking up. Students were there, lovely students. They were even contributing, but they couldn't contribute to the full expense. So it, 7 years, we were just carrying on. So Sister Vedanti put her foot down and said, you open the center, you go and close it now. And that time I was on my way to America for training. So I told Sister Vedanti, she says, first go, close that center and then go to America. I said, can I request you? I contemplated, I remembered Baba. And I asked her, can I cancel my trip to America? Because I don't just want to go to Addis Ababa for 1 week and close the center and go, come back. I wouldn't achieve anything by that. So she says, what do you want to do? I said, I want 2 months. And she's looking at me. So we requested New York that I won't come. And they were fine, which was so good. And so I didn't go to America for my training. And I went to Addis Ababa. When I arrived there, they were Baba's children, very lovely Baba's children. Poor, you know, Baba says by Garib Nivaz means the poor, how do you call it? Garib Nivaz? Yeah, the Lord of the poor. The Lord of the poor. So I was feeling so, so bad that I didn't want to close the center. They kept on telling me, Sister Pratipa, please don't close the center. You know? And I personally am not in that, I don't work in that direction. I'll give you an example again, in an experience, is in this modern world, when you have acid in your body, when you go to the allopathy doctor, what do they give you? Antacid. You're fighting with the acid. So it suppresses. Yeah, if you have bad cholesterol, what do they give you? Something which suppresses your cholesterol. Am I right? That's not the solution. It's suppressing and suppressing and suppressing, and it will blast. If your center is not working properly, that doesn't mean that you go and close it. Yeah, you go and create something which helps contributing and complementing to make it work properly. Did you see that? So I started doing my own little yoga bhaktis. And in that bhakti, sometimes there were tears also. Because I didn't want to close the center. Baba, I don't want to close this center, you know. But Baba always says that when the tears come from joy or unconditional love, it becomes pearls. But if tears come out of body consciousness, greed, anger, yeah, it's like you, Baba declares you a widow. Baba says only widows cry. But here, it becomes pearls. And I don't know when it became pearls, I didn't realize. So, after my very intense meditation, because 2 weeks passed, from 2 months, 2 weeks passed already. And I finished my meditation and a phone call came. There was this Kumari, a contact soul. She says, Sister Pratipa, I'm hosting a dinner in my house. About 40 people are coming. Can you join us? I know that you won't eat the food, but at least be present there. You know, you can put drishti on their souls because they don't come to the center. At least you come and do drishti and share a little knowledge if possible. And Toli, I said, yeah, sure, I'll bring Toli. So I took very nice Toli and I was with them. They were having their dinner. I was having some fruit. You won't believe this. 40 of them, nobody wanted to talk to me. No one. Only a few family members from that family wanted to talk to me. So the brother spoke to me and he was asking me, sister, how long are you going to be here? I said, I've come to close the center, which I don't want to, and I really don't know what to do, you know. So please don't close the center. Although we don't benefit so much, I mean, we're not coming, but there are so many souls who are benefiting it, you know. So please don't close the center. I said, this is the situation. 7 years it's been sustained. Now we can't do that. It's not fair. So he didn't say anything at that point. And then I was with the sisters. They're all having dinner. I gave Toli. And this ladies, you know how they are. They don't care about spirituality. They don't want anything which is something away, takes them away from materialism. So they don't want to talk to me. I look very spiritual. So they went to this host and said, how did you make this sweet? Please give us the recipe. You know, the Toli. She says, I haven't made it. It's sister who's brought it. Ask her. So they came to me. She said, please tell us how you made this. Give us the recipe. And I started. Yeah. Brahma Kumaris need to talk. Whether it's knowledge, whether it's soul, whether it's recipes. Yeah. So I gave the recipe of the Toli. One of them asked me, I've never met you before. What do you do? Please tell me. Started. What do we do? Yeah? She says, I love this. It's so nice. Where's your center? And I told, I gave the information. I just left after that dinner and I got a phone call from one of the ladies. She's the head of that, club. And she tells me, Sister Pratibha, you know, they loved your presence so much. But I think they love the sweet so much. So can you run cooking classes for us? And I was like, what? You know? I said, I haven't done that ever. But can you please do that? Because this country doesn't have much of variety to do something. I said, let me ask Sister Vedanti. And she says, not only free of charge, please. Even if you charge $2 per lady, you know, that is going to go into Baba's box. I said, well, something very new, I'll ask. Yeah? I asked Sister Vedanti. She says, no problem. You can do it. Just go ahead. You know? I'm a professional Bharatanatyam dancer. They all used to tell me, can you teach Bharatanatyam to our children? I was reluctant because of service. I used to teach aerobics. So I thought I would run aerobic classes just to get something in Baba's box, you know, to generate. And third was this cooking. I love cooking. It's my passion. And so I told them I can do cooking classes, not in the center, but in your house, because you know, my expense of the bill would go high. Water, electricity, time, work. So I said, you send me a car and a driver. I'll come. I'll demonstrate. You people eat, I won't eat, you know. And you can have your recipe. And they loved the idea. So every Mondays, I used to go in the afternoon and teach them from 2 to 5. But what I used to do, I used to first go and we used to meditate, have little silence. Then I used to give them a little talk of 10 minutes, food's effect on your mind and lifestyle. And then I used to give them the recipes and then demonstration. And I asked them to do things because I'm not going to eat. And they eat. And then they go home and they want to do it. Did you see the whole thing? And they would put $2 each in an envelope, and they want to give it to Baba's box. But not only that, because I didn't eat there, they want to give sugar, they want to give butter, they want to give oil, they want to give. You know, things like that for Baba's Bhog in the center. And the third thing, a lot of people said, you came to our house first time, you didn't even eat anything, so they want to give an extra envelope for Baba's box. I'm not going to say we become very rich with that. But remember the vibrations? Yeah? That vibrations, when I come with that, I put it near Baba's box. Yeah? And I put the money in Baba's box. That energy, which was stagnant, when I say stagnant means, not much was being generated in Baba's box. What do we normally do? If you, any of you are Santanivasi or Gita Pathshala Nivasi, what do you do when you open your Baba's box? You look at it, isn't it? Yeah? And what do? Oh my God, this month only this much. Oh, how am I going to pay my bills? Huh? How am I going to do this? Oh my God. It makes you negative. Very subtle form. Waste thoughts, worries. Don't ever do that. Give drishti to Baba's box. Drishti. Look at Baba's box. Whatever is there, respect the amount. Respect Baba's box. Baba, you know, in UK we had this shop. I'm not from UK, but I've lived in UK a lot. I don't know if they have that shop now or not. Pound Stretcher. Do they still have that shop, Pound Stretcher? 1 pound can get a lot. Yeah? And so, it is not pound or it is not 100 pounds. It is how you respect that money. And it can stretch and it can serve you very nicely. You see? And so, Baba's box generates little, it doesn't matter. But it will pull more energy and more, strength. You see? And that can do a lot of service. And you won't believe it, the grocery which I used to receive, the oil, the butter, whatever little, that used to bring Baba's Bhandara full. I never used to go and buy anything. I feel like shopping, yeah? But you don't need to shop because we already have so much. So slowly, that was happening. I only did it for 2 months, to be very honest. Not even fully 2 months. 1.5 months. Yeah? And I received this news that the five brothers, that is the five husbands of one of the ladies, I mean, not one of the ladies, the ladies, they came together and they said, we don't want this center to be closed down. And so we are going to bring the rent for 1 year and pay 1 year rent. Did you see the strength? Yeah? And that center is not closed till today. From 1984. Not closed. And I've never lived there now. For many years I haven't even visited. Maybe 9, 10 or 15 years. But the thing is, the instrument was there. Everything is worked out, set up, the students, everything. It's self-sufficient. So did you see the whole cycle of drama? I call that drama being benevolent. You have to struggle, you have to work. You have to work hard. Efforts. You don't just sit there saying drama and hold your shield and sit there waiting for something to happen. Yeah? You have to work hard. You have to discern. You have to judge. You have to, you know, everything. Face. You know? And so this is drama. Very benevolent. Very, very benevolent. And in the most harshest situation, harsh situation, yeah? Don't think drama is always very smooth and a, you know, bed of roses and all that. No way. The most harshest situation. Out of that also, you can pick how benevolent drama is. And when can you do that? When your mind and intellect is full of wisdom. Wisdom. Dharana. And that's why Baba used a very nice phrase the other day, that knowledge only stays, you know, in a golden vessel. Did you see that? So I need to make my vessel golden. And when my vessel is golden, this knowledge will stay there in a form of wisdom. And that will then slowly take me very nicely on the path of the journey to Bapsaman. The journey to Bapsaman. Yeah. I've seen a few souls, you know, sitting here thinking, I'm following Dadi. It's Dadi Kumarka or Dadi Janki. You know, they're following Dadi outwardly. We don't want to become Dadis outwardly. If you really want to become Dadi inwardly. Yeah? Inwardly means look at the innocence, look at the honesty, look at the dedication, you know, the respect. So beautiful. What is Bapsaman? Everything is balanced. Maybe, you know, we've not seen Sakar Baba, Brahma Baba. But we've seen those who've seen Brahma Baba. At least look at them. Some of you have not even met Avyat Bap Dada. We have. Yeah? If you see Avyat Bap Dada in Dadi Gulzar, oh, so balanced. So balanced. Avyat Bap Dada didn't get excited about anything or angry about anything. Right in this room, yeah, I'm talking about right in this room, in the early days of my surrender life, I'm talking about 80s. I was in Madhuban. No, I wasn't surrender, I'm sorry. I was in college at that time. I'm talking about 77, 78, 77, in this room. When I walk in, I always remember that scene. Avyat Bap Dada was sitting on the gadi. It wasn't like this. No stage. It was straight. The gadi was on the floor like this, but a little bit higher, so Baba could see everybody and everybody could see Baba. Here I can see only half of you. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. I would love to see everybody right at the back, but it's okay. And so Avyat Bap Dada was on that gadi, and Baba used to start Murali. We all used to be on the floor here. All. Only a few chairs for the old people. Just, I remember one sofa here where Badi Didi used to sit. And one sofa here where the dadas, one or two dadas used to sit. Everybody in this room. And this room could hold 800 people. Yes. 800 people, you know. Oh, rows. Perfect rows. You know. But packed. Really packed. You don't have place to put your foot if you want to jump over. So, Baba used to start, Avyat Bap Dada used to come around 5:30, 5-ish, Dadi Gulzar comes on the gadi, 5:30. Baba comes, gives drishti and starts Murali. And then the meeting used to be so beautiful. First, Baba used to meet groups, you know, like the Dubais and the Londoners and all that. And then Baba used to, you know, meet each and every person in that group. So you can imagine. So you get your drishti, you get your toli, and you get your blessing. Baba says something. That's it. That everything is finished. It takes about midnight, past midnight sometimes, you know, even a little bit early morning and all that. And when Baba is going now, we all want to come back. So in between when Baba is meeting groups, we go and have our dinner or we go and even sleep, you know, and we put an alarm to come back at midnight or 1 o'clock when Baba is going. And so I remember that day I had a lot of fever, very feverish. And it was December or January, so it was freezing cold. Now there's no cold, climate change. Anyway, so I was passing by, you know, going to the dining room. And Dadiji's kitchen is on the right. It was a very simple kitchen, Dadiji's kitchen. And a brother who used to serve Dadi, He was the first soul who made a bakery in the Yajna, the stone bakery. So he baked cake for Baba. It was December. And he baked the cake. It was a heart-shaped, very nice cake. There wasn't a system of all these things in the Yajna. It was like of its first time. And so he called me and says, "Sister, can you please do the icing on this? I don't know how to do the icing." I said, "All right, I'll come and do the icing." And Baptado was coming in the evening. So I went and I did the icing on the cake, the heart-shaped cake. I just simply did the icing, nothing. He baked the cake. And that's it. Nobody knows about it, that I did the icing. And they brought the cake in front of Bab Dada. I was sleeping because I had fever, and I woke up, and in time, you know, Baba was just finishing the group, and now they offered bhog to Baba, and Baba was going to cut the cake. So I was standing right there at that door there. It was full. I didn't have place to come here. My place was gone, you know. I can't just come and squeeze anywhere. And so I was standing there. And everybody was giving the knife to Bab Dada. And Baba said, "This is not only a cake, heart-shaped cake." Baba says, "Child has put her whole heart in the cake with so much love. Come, come child, come." Nobody knew who he was talking about. I personally also didn't know. Yeah, because I used to hardly understand so much Hindi. Nirabai used to sit with us here and translate for us. So I was standing there. Baba says, "Child, come, child, come." Now, all these people, which child is Baba calling? So patient, you know. Like if you call someone and they don't listen to you, what happens to us as human beings? "I'm calling you, can't you hear?" Something like that, isn't it? Reacting or something. Baba was just like, child, come, you know. And everybody said, everybody looking at the back, you know. And by the time everything finished, because Baba didn't say yes, so I was standing there, and Baba says, "Yes, child, come." I was hopping, you know, and I reached right in front. And Baba was so patient. Balance. Bab Saman. When I say only one word, balance, please understand God has balance of everything. Sound and silence, action and silence, you know, everything is just balance. And I came, Baba hold my hand, and he cut the cake. And he put a piece of cake in my mouth, and I put it in Baba's mouth. So what I'm trying to say here, Bab Saman is a perfect life. Whatever you call this perfect, you know. So we can sit and check that out in the Murlis. When you listen to the Murli for this year now, the coming year, because Bab Saman is our main aim now. Return to the Source is finishing very soon. But that will take me to Bab Saman. And try to churn on it. Whatever point Baba gives, you don't need to go into extra things, but you will receive. From Biki Sustenance, you will receive extra things, which is like cherry on the cake. Yeah? And then see what are the obstacles to get that. What is it that I want to achieve this, but what is stopping me? Is it time? Is it confidence? What is it that is stopping me? I'll tell you. When I came to Baba, since childhood, ever since I had, you know, an understanding, the only word Pratipa used to use, only word, is why. Why? As a child, if you say, put this there, why? And if you give me a reasonable answer and I like it, I'll run and go and put that there. But if you don't as a child, I will not do it. Whether it's my granny, whether it's my parents, whether it's my headmistress, whether it's my friends, my siblings, I don't care. That was Sister Pratibha. But I have no idea where that, you know, what you call that passion just came up and said, I want to surrender, I want to dedicate my life to Baba's service. And everybody used to say, this girl is going to come back in 5 days. She won't stay there. Because you know, when I surrendered, Brahmakumari life was very traditional life. This was the only clothes and nothing else. Yeah? Nothing else. You can't wear anything else. You can't do this, you can't do that. It was very different. And I remember I was told one story. I'm not going to go into the depth, that if you want to be a Brahmakumari, you have to die and just use Haji Jiha. And I said, Pratibha, you'll have to die. And so, what was I saying? Yes, yes. And so I told myself, you'll have to completely die alive if you want to surrender. And first thing is, you have to let go the word of why, you know. Otherwise, you won't be able to live in this life. And now it's Hanji. It's replaced by Hanji. Everything is Hanji. Yeah. Sister Vedanti will tell me, do this, okay. Go there, alright. Don't go there, okay. I can't say why. It doesn't even come in my mind. Yeah, everything is okay. Because I trust drama as much as I trust Baba. As much as. There is no percentage in it. I trust Baba 100% and I trust drama 100%. I mean, today I don't have that, what you call a time, to give you so many beautiful experiences on how drama has supported me. But, you know, to become Bap Saman, the very first tool is to use drama in the correct manner, as I told you. And the correct manner is very simple. Yeah? First make efforts, fullest efforts, what you can. And then live it on drama. Don't just use drama first, please. It will damage you. I gave you the example. And so my destination is Bap Saman. My journey is towards my destination. That is Bap Saman again. But my tool is, how do I use drama? And so sometimes Baba's children ask Baba something, and then they start putting their own dictates, you know. No, Baba doesn't know. I have to do this. So if Baba didn't know, why did you ask Baba? Yeah? Did you see that? And once you ask, I always say, once you ask Baba, then fully follow it. You don't keep any little margin by thinking, how will it happen? Or who will do it? Yeah. I come to Madhuban two times or three times a year for many years, just because of duties and service and all that. So I've been coming to Madhuban from last every year September to end of October. Last year, because this Vedanti is a trans medium, she actually doesn't go in public and bring messages or anything, just for herself, to progress and to benefit and uplift and all that. So I just sent a message saying, Baba, the project which we are doing in Africa, Pause for Peace, is very, very beneficial. Not for the others, but for us first, and then the others. So thank you very much. And in return, you know what Baba told me? Child, you carry on doing the project. This season you don't go to Madhuban. Yeah, October, you know? And I have so many duties here. And I said, Haji, you know? Not even a single doubt. Why, what? And then I told Sister Vedanti, because, you know, everybody is waiting from me, because thinking I do that every year, the duties, can I just inform them that I'm not coming this year? And Sister Vedanti said, yeah. And with my conscience, I just unconditionally sent a message to Shashiben, Nirubhai, Nirmala Didi, everybody, that I'm not coming this year. Nobody ever said why, what, how. Alright, thank you. Can you put somebody instead and they take the duty? I said, yeah, I've already done that. Yeah? Smooth. And I carried on with my service. You know? And I enjoyed it so much. Equally, I enjoy Madhuban so much. And everything was over and, you know, the service day in that city was over. I wrote to Baba saying, Baba, thank you very much for this opportunity. I really enjoyed the service. And Baba sent me a message again saying, child, because you were, you know, so obedient to Baba's ideas, you are receiving double blessings. Double blessings. So it's double what you have achieved. And then, this year I was thinking, I don't know whether I'm going to Madhuban or not in September. But Sister Vedanti said, you're going, just go, you know. So I came. And I was just here for 3 weeks. And guess how long I've been here? 2 months. It's like, you know, it's the drama is changing every now and then. I know it's not changing, it's something from the past, Kalpa. And so, Trish was surprised that I was here this hour, this time. So, yeah, drama is just so wonderful. But if you doubt drama and Baba, then they think, oh, you're capable, you do yourself, it's okay. That will not allow me to be Baba Saman. It will create obstacles in between. I'm going to stop there, but if you have any questions regarding this, I'd love to answer. We have 5 more minutes. Any questions? Yes, that sister. Can I expand? Yeah, or the doubt in drama? All right, okay. Confluence age means drama, isn't it? Yeah? Because the whole world cycle is there and I am at a point where I'm in the diamond age or I'm in the confluence age, I'm with Baba, so I'm at the peak of drama. Yeah? I have this side, the day, and I have the night side. The old world and the new world. Yeah? The day and the night. The sorrow and the happiness. And so I'm in the middle at the moment. Sometimes, even in the confluence age, we get, stuck in our comfort zones. The comfort zones are my center, my service, my students, my bank account, my instruments, my car, my things, you know, my area. All this my creates a lot of limitations. Now what is drama? Drama is unlimited. Yeah? And I've created limitations in this drama. Confluence age again is the most elevated. So I'm creating limitations there also. So I'm creating limitations this way and I'm creating limitations this way. And I actually put myself in a situation where I cannot come out. And I get stuck. When I get stuck in that little cage of my, and yours, that's where doubt starts coming in. Can I fly? Can I do this? Can I do that? Is it possible? No, it's impossible. That's where the doubt comes in. You know? So you create that limitation in your mind and intellect. So first thing you doubt is Rama. Will it happen or not? Even if it is the worst scene ever, don't doubt. There's benevolent in there also. One time I was coming to Madhuban. In those days we never used to come twice a year in Madhuban, 2-3 years once, you know, because centers couldn't afford tickets. And so all the sisters were trying to save and say, I won't go this year, you can go. I won't go, you can go. Everybody was saying that. So I also said that from my heart, that I won't go and you carry on going, you know. And Sister Vinati said, no, you're going. You're going because we need a lot of help. It was Pandav Bhavan here. And we were living in Rajiv Bhavan. And there was first of its kind conference here, the Holistic Health Conference. So Sister Vedanti said, you have to help in that conference. Oh God, I just landed in Mumbai and I was coming. We used to not fly, we used to take a train. And I fell in a dark little hole in the darkness and I broke my leg. I had a fractured. So I did come to Madhuban, but it was so difficult to come. And the moment I came, I was in the bed. I can't be helpful. I was feeling so sorry and so bad that I used Baba's money, come all the way here, and look what I'm doing, just in the bed, doing nothing. But Dadi was sweet. She asked the brothers to put a mic in my room, and I could hear all the conference talks and conversations and everything. Now, from there, did you see the scenario? It wasn't very favorable, isn't it? The drama. You can doubt drama 100% today. If this was going to happen, why did drama bring me here? Or look how bad it is, I feel so bad. No, full stop. Don't ask questions. Just full stop. And I was now focusing. Let me listen to all the talks. I don't come from medical field. I'm not a doctor or anything. Yeah? No background. I used to listen to every point what they share. They were international participants. And I used to make notes. Sit and make notes. What else do I need to do in the bed? Huh? And I was telling myself, oh Pratibha, you're so lucky. You know, if you were in the room, in the hall, we would see this one and that guest and this face and that face, you know. But in the room, I just hear nothing else. To the point, essence. Drama is beneficial, you know. And I took points and notes and everything. I was in that room for I don't know how many weeks. And then with that fractured leg, I went to see Baba. I came to meet Baba here in this room again. No, in Om Shanti Bhavan. And then I flew back to Kenya. And I was still in my, plaster. And I used to hop around here and there. And somebody came. A brother came to Sister Vedanti and said, in a neighboring town, there's a very prominent and special medical conference. And can somebody come and give a talk? And Sister Vedanti straight away said, no. We don't have anybody who would travel there and talk on medical thing, you know, spirituality and medical, or choose a paper. So I heard that. So I hopped there and I said, my plaster is coming out in 2 days' time. When is this conference? He says, next week. I said, I'll come, you know. She was looking at me. I said, yeah, I'll come. I had so much confidence. Remember, I had so many notes. Spirituality, Holistic Health Conference. And my plaster was coming out in 2 days' time. And I went to this conference. It was regional conference for all the medical practitioner, KIE, Kenya Medical Association, whatever it is, yeah. And so we were in a hotel, and I was supposed to present a paper. And I told them, I'm not a doctor. I'm a spiritual person. But I will present a paper. So I presented a paper on medication and meditation. Yeah, meditation and medication. And when they invited me to the podium, they said, Dr. Pratibha Patel. And that's very unethical. Very unethical to take a title just without a degree or a practice. So I went and I first apologized and I said, I'm not a doctor. Please, I'm a spiritual person. I train people in meditation. I don't even have any nearest degree of medicine. And I presented my paper. You know, you won't believe the comments after the talk was. In the end, this is the words they used. In the end, only your system will work, not ours. They also know that. They won't have hospitals. They won't have, operation theaters or whatnot. Only your system will work. And when the newsletter came, this was 80s, they again put my name as Dr. Pratibha Patel. And I had to write to them and say, please don't do this. I feel very bad. But when I was in the conference, I met this lady who had gone through a huge, huge operation, brain tumor operation. And she was the High Court judge, Joyce Oluch, Judge Justice Joyce Oluch. She came to me and she said, Sister Pratibha, can you please teach me meditation? I desperately need it. I've just gone through a brain tumor operation. And I used to give her calls. This level of, people never used to come to the center in those days. I gave her the course, and she is Baba's child, and I never saw her for so many years because I'm always out of the country. Whenever I come in, I try to call her, and they say she's not here. So then I came to know that she's been transferred to Holland, to The Hague, So just 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I was on my way to Hague. And I remembered, I said, Justice Joyce Oluch is there. So I was trying to look for her contact. And I called her. She still only greets us with Om Shanti. The seed was there. Now, did you see the whole scenario? Drama was so unbeneficial, it looked like, where I can create 10,000 doubts. Yeah? But I didn't. And I took the most earliest opportunity from what I got. Yeah? And then I used that wherever I needed to. And look at the outcome. That is the whole situation of drama. Where if you want to doubt, you can. Because there are so many incidents where we involve in accidents. Sometimes we have a theft. Sometimes you lose your money. Sometimes the banks fall. So much money is lost, Baba's money. So all these things happen, and we can doubt, drama. I remember many years back, the Yagya sent a direction saying, can you store water and food and all this for 6 months? And we did that, And people were waiting, destruction will come, the roof will come down, and you'll use that food then. And it was getting expired, and people, they started asking, what do we do now? They were doubting Srimad, a lot of them, But don't doubt, because it's like, the lion is coming type of a story. Yeah, drama does that to us sometimes. That when the correct time comes, you don't follow drama. But let us be dedicated to drama fully, as much as we are dedicated to Baba. Did you get your answer, sister? Pleasure. Are you Amita? Amisha? Oh, I haven't seen you for years. I felt I recognized the soul. Great. Okay. That's lovely. All right. What else? Any other questions? No? I know. Oh, yeah. You were asking. Yeah. Sister, please come here. Switch on. Yeah. Is it on? All right.
Hello.
Yeah. Sister, also tell me where you're from, huh? Yes, okay.
My question is this. You spoke about drama a lot, and I always fear drama because you said it repeats identically every 5,000 years. So every time I thought about that, I was perturbed because I've not had a lot of favorable experiences in my life. So sometimes I think when I'm reading the Murali, why bother to pray for or ask Baba to rectify a situation?
Exactly, if it is
because
identity.
It is drama. So why should I even bother to ask him?
Great.
This thing goes through my head.
Yeah.
So am I right in thinking like that?
But yes, right, you're absolutely right.
I am right.
Yeah. But let me add something.
But you just said,
where I want to answer you.
You said we have to work very hard and then leave it as drama. That part I didn't, it made no sense to me today.
Yes, and I want to add a little more to that.
Okay, thank you.
So you're very right in your own way, where you say you fear drama. A lot of people fear drama because it repeats identically. So all your bitter experiences are going to come, and they're definitely going to come back. I also have a storage of that bitter experiences. Oh God, I sometimes wonder, how did I even survive? But I don't even go there. As I told you, don't suppress your feelings. Don't go there. Don't suppress your cholesterol. Don't suppress your, acid. But just look for a complement where, if you have a lot of acidity, don't do anything about the acidity, don't look at it also. Just complement what gives you alkaline. Just use alkaline. What gives you good cholesterol? So imagine this room is completely dark, so dark. And you're fighting to remove that darkness, pushing out. Can you ever do that? What do you do? You see? Turn on the light. Light a candle. So you're complimenting, you're not pushing. If you have a narrow bottle with so much dirt at the bottom and you want to clean it but you can't reach there, what do? Splash full force water. Yeah? And that water at some point even gets dirty. And you can start doubting, oh my God, the water is also dirty. Look, how will I clean that, dirt? Just let it flow, 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 flow. The bottom is cleared, the bottle is cleared, the water is cleared, and everything is achieved. Similarly, whatever bitter experiences we had in the past, don't go there. Look at the present and try to sort the present out through Baba's knowledge, through your meditation, through your qualities. Don't you enjoy your conference age life? Very much. People don't judge here. People don't look at you from the outward. People look at you from your qualities. It's such a beautiful life, So compliment to your life, So on one side is your bitter experiences, and on the other side is your lovely experiences at the confluence age. Try to make this heavier. When you try to make this heavier, go for your best experiences. And make it heavier and heavier, this will automatically start becoming lighter. And Baba always says that whatever has happened is past, So let it fade. Past always fades. But present is very prominent and future will become present. So let me start and sort my present out. So I need to be careful here. For example, we are both working together in a service field. And I am about to have a clash with you. Can I please save that situation? What we had clash past, I can't do anything about it. But I can save this situation. And I can become humble, I can become modest, I can be sweet, I can become soul conscious and save this situation. And congratulate yourself. So you have complimented this side by saving that situation. So we can't do anything about what has happened. Don't even worry about that. But at least you can save the present. If somebody says, no, I want to put this chair this way and not that way, instead of arguing and fighting, all right, let's put it that way, don't worry. You won't become, you know, low or anything. But after a while, they'll say, no, I think you were right, just let's put it this way. Yeah. So my habit, according to my nature, that why was there, that's gone. Yeah, completely die alive. But this thing, this situation, there was a sanskara, very bitter sanskara. Not now, but many years back. That when somebody tells you, let's put it this way. And I'll say, no, let's put it this way. This is better. And they'll say, no, but I think this way. So I learned one step. Okay, let's put it the way you feel. Yeah? And then they'll come back and say, no, what you were saying was right. Then I'll say, did you see? I told you, that you never listen to me. Again, there's a tint of argument. Let go. So Baba uses a very nice phrase in the Sakar Murli, Jid or Sid. Don't argue and don't prove yourself. Don't do that. You know? And I've worked hard on that also. And people wait for you, you know, when you don't want to do that. People say, oh, before you used to do this, now you don't do that. Say, yeah, we don't do that now. So you do make efforts, you get better and better. And you will see, you will love drama. You won't fear drama. You will look forward to drama. I look forward to drama. I love it. Yeah, it is a battlefield. Life is a battlefield. This field, the sakar world, the corporeal world is a battlefield. Well, we come here to sort out our karmic accounts. Iron Age. Golden Age is not battlefield. Golden Age and Silver Age is not battlefield. Yeah? But Iron Age is definitely a battlefield. But the moment you start living in your other side of the confluence age, you don't feel battlefield. But you have the tools to use. Is that right? So start looking from there. And you will never feel drama as a fear thing. You know? Welcome. Om Shanti. Thank you for this lovely opportunity to all of you.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Pratibha Ben, for her very, very practical and deep sharing. And very, very touching story as well.
You know why I did that? Because I know when I was young and we used to have classes from 10 to 12, that's the worst time of the day because you feel so sleepy and we doze off. A lot of people do that. That's the worst time of the day to keep the self awake. So if I get a class in the evening, it's very yogic type of a class. But if it is this hour, then it has to be this. Om Shanti.